Mi'ila, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Now we're going specifically into Korbanos Ha'oif, and we're going to discuss them insofar as Dinei Mi'ila is concerned. In the Mishnayos in Perek Aleph, we had ostensibly Legabe Bosom. We talked about Zrikas Adam. There is no Zrikas Adam on Korbanos Ha'oif. It's Hazor, Mitzvah Adam. And now we're going to discuss the same ideas. Of course, there's going to be overlap between Korbanos Ha'oif and Behemoth that are Hugdash. Zvochem. Chatos Ha'oif, Moilin Bo, Misha Hugdasho. So for starters, let's make it clear that there is no Korban Ha'oif, which is Kochim Kalim. By Zvochem, there's Kochim Kalim. Over here, we're only going to deal with Koch Gadashim, because the only two Korbanos that are brought from an Oif, with Malika and so on, is only a Chatos Ha'oif, Oilas Ha'oif. The difference between Chatos Ha'oif, Oilas Ha'oif, we'll discuss. But both of them are Kodesh Gadoshim. So let's make a quick chazara on the dinim of korbanos that are bomi oifes. Who brings a korban oif? So first of all, there's something called a korban oif of yoyrid, which is Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov, Shavuos Eidus, or Shavuos Bitui. We discussed this all in Meseches Krisus. All these are mevim chatos, but the chatos is on a sliding scale, kefi the financial abilities of the person. If he's in Oni, Vein Yodem Asegas Lahavi Korban Behema, he brings a Korban Oif. If Vein Yodem Asegas Lahavi Korban Oif, in certain instances he can bring a Mincha. A Mitzoyra Oni also, after he becomes Tor, is also like a Oilavi Yorid. So Mela, he can bring an Oif. If Vein Yodem Asegas Lahavi Korban Behema. A Yoledes is the most common, first of all, because Yoledes is a regular person. It's part of regular life. More than that, a Yeledes brings a Korban Oif, Bein Ashira, Bein Aniyo. We have this all, it's Psukim of Furoshim, the Gabe Korban Yeledes in Pashas Tazria, Zov Vizovos and Pashas Mitzori, the same. Nozir Shenitma Betumas Meis, also Banius brings a Korban Oifos. All these type of cases, and this is going to be the subject of Maseches Kinim, Emet Hashem, is the Chatos Ha'oif comes together with Oilas Ha'oif. Very interesting thing. There are several people in the Torah that after being various Korbanos of Shlomo Menashe and Chatos Ha'oif and so on, Nozir and so on. However, that the by Korbanos Ha'oif, the Chatos and the Oilas Ha'oif are almost one Korban. We've discussed this before in Maseches Vachim. Interesting way of looking at it, that they're two parts of one carbon. This is one of the fundamentals, by the way, of Maseches Kinim. We'll see over there that we look at a Yeledes as being a carbon. What is she bringing? She's bringing a carbon Yeledes. The carbon Yeledes, not two carbonas. There's the Chatos and the Oilas Ha'oif Tzizamen. They're one carbon. The Avoidas Hadam of Chatos Ha'oif is the following. There's Malika, which means not shechting with a knife from the front of the neck, but from the back of the neck with his finger. We're not going into all the protim of how Malika is done. Hazor, the Kohen holds the Oif, and he spritzes against him his Be'ach. Mitzui is that he presses the Mokim, HaMalika, where the cut is against him his Be'ach. And because of that, all the dam is squeezed out. That's called mitzui. Nothing of the guf of the chatos or oif is put on the mizbech, only the dam. And that's the fundamental, the Mechorishim explain, of why we see a chatos oif and oilas oif as one carbon. Because the oilas oif, kilu this haktara of the guf ha'oif on the mizbech, it's kiviyochul the cheleko haktara of the chatos oif is the oilas oif. So they each fill out one part of the carbon. So the Maisa Legabi Me'ila, the Mishnah is now going to flesh out how we see the different Shlavim in the Seda HaKrov of Chatzoif. Chatzoif Moelim Bom Shulub Desho. It's Kodesh Kadoshim, it's Kodesh Hashem, and therefore, as soon as the Hegdish is done and the Oif becomes Kodesh, to be brought as a Chatzoif, it has Me'ila, like Kodesh Kadoshim, we learned in Perek Aleph. We'll point out something over here, which is not really a ha'ara for this mission specifically, but the Tais Yomtiv points out over here, B'shem the Mefarish. The Mefarish, by the way, is a kinui by the Kadmoinim. We didn't mention this in the beginning of the Masechta, but there's something very interesting about Maseches Me'ila. The Rashi that's printed in the Gemara, ostensibly from Rashi, is really not from Rashi. It's from a Talmud or somebody from Beis Midrash or Rashi. Similar to the fact that we call a Mefarish the Pirish on Nozi, which also looks like Rashi. It's sort of stylistically similar to Rashi, but it's clear that it's not Rashi. So that's called Befiv HaAchrenim, it's called a Mefarish. The Tosfos HaMe'ilah is unique also. It has the stylistic Ha'oris, Kashis, and Terutzim and Pupul of the Bali Tosfos in other Masechtos. Plus it has Chalokim that are Mefarish, the Loshon of the Gemara, the Retzef of the Shakvatai of the Gemara, similar to Rashi. So it's almost as if there's a Pirush in Tosfos al Derech Rashi. It's not from Rashi himself. The Pirush from Rashi, the Mefarish, is also not from Rashi. And because of that, the learning of Me'ilah is slightly different, a little bit more challenging. The Tos Yomtiv brings over here from the Mefarish that how would a person be moil in Chatas Oif Mishahugdasho? One is, let's say, he could pull out a feather before Bedikas Chometz, pulls out a feather to make Bedikas Chometz. He's moil, he takes part of the Oif away. It's Kredish Kedush Zaguf, this Me'ilah. One. Second is, let's say, he takes the Oila Soif, the Chatas Oif, and he sells it. He sells it to somebody for, and he pockets the money. With that, he's moitziyat lidei chulin. The kasha is that the mefarshim jump on the mefarish, that lachor is not true. The concept of hoitzoas kodesh lachol, which creates me'ilah, misappropriation, is when somebody takes something, which is kedushas domim. He takes a wrench, a tool, a brick, a dollar bill that belongs to Hagdish, and he uses it for tzarech echol. So now that misappropriation is moitziyat lachulin. But a behemah, something that has kedushas aguf, klisharis, is never yotzal l'chulin. So if it's not yotzal l'chulin, what is the selling worth? What does it do? What does it accomplish? Others tiny that no, shteito, that if he treats it in a way of hoitzal l'chulin, even though batsim it's not yotzal l'chulin, but it does create him ilan, he'll be chad, karem v'chaymish. With an osham, depending on the mezid or shogeg, okay, that's a zaita gahor. The yisod of the Mishnah is the fact that the Chatas Oif is Kodesh Kedoshim and has Me'ilah. Nimlaka, after the Malika, Huchshua li posel b'tvul yoyim u'b'muchusa kippurim u'b'lino. The Mishnah discusses different chaloisim that are chal al yidei the Malika. Not all of them, or most of them, don't even have anything to do with Me'ilah per se. What chaloisim are chal on the Chatas Oif after Malika? A. Before the Malika, it was a live bird. After the Malika, it's already Bosa. Bosa Kochim is more sensitive to Kabbalah's Tumah. A live animal or oif doesn't have Kabbalah's Tumah. Over here, if a Tful Yoim touched it, or Mechus Kippurim touched it, the Loch is that they're metame. The Tumah of a Tful Yoim or Mechus Kippurim is bedaimi to a Sheni, the Tumah, insofar that they're touching even of Macholim renders it a Shlishi. The sensitivity of Tumah by Truma is that it's metame b'shlishi, b'kotshim even b'revi. That being said, the Mishnah says that it's chal on the oif, a shame bosar, and it's not alive anymore. Therefore, it's nifsal b'tvul yom mechutz kippurim. Leaving over bosar kotshim without finishing off the requisite avoida of the azon, the mitzui, also the bosar that's left over is nifsal b'lino. A chatas oif could be eaten, it could be eaten that day and that night. But if the avodah wasn't done, then it's nifsal b'lino, as many other areas of kochim. Dam kochim that's left over, even if you keep on stirring it, it remains dam kochim. It's nifsal b'lino. Lino is the shkia of that day of the avodah. So tvul yom touches. The tvul yom is anybody after tahara that's waiting for Harav Shemesh to become completely tahara. Mechutz kippurim is anybody who's mechuyiv, one of the karbonis that keep a person in that state of semi-tumah, which is Mitzayra, and Yeledes, and Azov Vizova. All those Chalos Nachal Ha'idei the Malika. Who's Adama? After the Hazor Sadam, the way we described the process, is Mazad Adam Al Mizbeach. So now it's Chal on the boss, it's like the Zvika Sadam. Chayov and Alem, Mishum Pigol Noisev Itome, Ve'im Bami'ilo. Why Ve'im Bami'ilo? Because now the boss after the Hazor is given to the Kehanim. So this is the Kula that we had, that by Bosa Kotcha Kadoshim, La'achazvika's dam, unless it's Yoitzi within the Zimachloikis, the halacha will be that the Hazoas Adam, which is the equivalent of Zvika's Adam, will actually create a Kula and he'll be yotze mide meila. Mishnah Beis. Oila soif, where there is no bosser that becomes roi lekotchim. So that last din in Mishnah Aleph won't be so. So now let's see the din of oila soif. Oila soif, also there's a seder avoido. Oila soif doesn't have exactly the same avoida as Adam. Doesn't have melika hazo umitzui. All it has is melika umitzui. You don't spritz keneged the mizbeach. You just press it against the mizbeach. After the mitzui hadam ala mizbeach, where the dam is completely squeezed out, they take off the chelek of the neck and they throw it. L'mokom ha'miyuchad kalet ala mizbeach. That's gotten rid of. And the chelek of the mura v'noitzoso, kimvur and pashas vayikra. And then the rest of the oif, which it's, if it's an oilo, it's kule kolul, is put on the mizbeach as a krov. So made like this. It's kochik adoshim, therefore it's poshu that oilo soif meilim bab mishogdusho. The same details that we had in Mishnah Aleph. Nimlako, now it's not alive anymore. Therefore, hukshu ali possible tvoyim chusik kippurim. It's kochim and it's not alive. So it has a din to be mekabel tumah from a tzvuyah mechusik yipurim. Belino as well, if the avodah wasn't performed, wasn't put all on his back, it becomes nifsa belino. Mitzah doma, after the mitzah, which is the only avodah after the maliko. Chayovin aleh, now it's basa kochim. Not basa kochim to be eaten. Basa kochim of hakrova also has the chalois din of basa kochim insofar as chayovin aleh mishum pigal noise vitomei. Umoylin bo, it's oimid la krov, it's not given to the kahanim, therefore it's kodshe Hashem. And therefore it has mila. Ad sheteitzi lebeis hadeshem. Until the offer of the chelek hamuktar, al gamme mizbeh goza lebeis hadeshem. This is a very important halakha. We mentioned this in the psichot in the mesechta, is that till when is kodshe mizbeach oimid in a state of mi'ilot, it's miyuchid lekodesh, ad shenasa mitzvoso. Nasa mitzvosa means it's still functioning as a chelik of the avoidah. Mashenken, after the avoidah sheboy is done with, it's nasa mitzvosa, that chalois of gemaro avoidah is mafkiet midei mi'ilo, and now becomes leftovers of kochim, doesn't have a de mi'ilo. The instance of something that's mukdal gabe amizbeach, when is it yotze kval l'chulin, when it's yetze afel l'beis hadesh, that means it's completely consumed. Now, there's another halacha that has to be in this bar over here, and that is that even after the haktoro, where the oila soif, for other things that go on the mizbeach, emurin of any korban, haktoros chalom emurin, kol korban lefi in yonoi, goes on the mizbeach, and l'chor, it's still kotshe Hashem for haktoro until it's burnt, after it's burnt, it's already nasa mitzvose. Not so. Even after the haktoro, when it's turned to efer, there's a mitzvah every single day called Trumas Hadeshen, where the Kohen went up, in the beginning of Parashas Tzav. The Trumas Hadeshen is where the Kohen went up every day before Alois HaShachar. That was either the end of the previous day's Avodah, and also the beginning of the next day's Avodah, is the Kohen who is chosen, does the Trumas Hadeshen. He takes a little bit of the offer that's on the pile on top of the Mizbeach. He puts it on the Ritzpas HaAzara, on the floor of the Azara, on the Mizrach side of the Kevesh HaMizbeach, and then what he does is he shovels the rest of the offer and he puts it into a pile. It's called a tapuach because the mamash has a round shape in the middle of the Mizbeach. That is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. Detail number one. Detail number two, Hoitzoas Hadeshen is taking the Deshen down from the Mizbeach when it fills up and taking out to the Beis Hadeshen. Beis Hadeshen was a mokum miyuchid outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Mefush in the pasuk, that's what was done. The second one was only when there's a hitstabrus of the offer al gabei mizbeach. The first one was done every day. That was a chelik of the avodas yoim yoimi. While the offer was on the mizbeach, even after the daily Trumas Hadeshen was done, it's still not nasa mitzvosoi. It's still a mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen on the offer that's al gabei mizbeach to take out to the Beis Hadeshen, which is mechutz Yerushalayim. Until that's done, it wasn't chal in all the offer that's nasa mitzvah completely. So all that is pshat in the Mishnah over here. All muktorim al gabei mizbeach are in a state of loy nasa mitzvah ad shetetz l'Beis Hadeshen.